was very old. He was born in 1917. So you can imagine that in the 60s, he was 70s, he was an old guy. So he was not fighting anymore. He was not wrestling. But his character in the movies was very popular still. And it changed. I don't know if you have seen the poster of this movie. I mean, the original poster of El Santo contra los Monstruos. Mm-hmm. And it says, Santo fights the monsters that you most hate and are afraid of. So I think that it, at the same time, it's like an image of how the Mexican, of how the Mexican public and how the country changed. I mean, in the 50s, 40s, it was like a very, and at the same time, that I think that, that it's an example of how the Mexican society evolved. In the 60s, it was like a rural society, a farming society, and people were afraid of legends and La Llorona and these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And after that, a while, when Mexico became a much urban place and an open country, El Santo became like, he was like much more... He was not fighting anymore against the monsters. He was like a Mexican James Bond, like a masked James Bond, and he fight against international agents. And he was a member of, a masked member of Interpol in his movies. So it is. It was. And he had a car just like James Bond, a very similar car, a golden sport car. Silver sport car. So I think that he could adapt and he could change and evolve.